Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Dan Matthews with defensive line coach Trey Scott. And coach, it's nice to be back in this situation again. I'm sure there's no doubt about that. But let's just start with your group. You lost some really good guys off that front last year. And a lot of people will always ask Coach Schumann, hey, how did you replace those inside linebackers? How do you replace the talent that you guys had walk out the door last year?
Oh, man, it's difficult. And then you never can fill the shoes. But the great thing about when you create a culture and a standard is the guys that backed those guys up who left, they understood the way to go about in terms of working and all of that. So for them, it was a next man up mentality. And if you look up the definition of standard, it's the quality of something. And so these guys that backed those guys up, they just wanted to make sure that when they left, the standard and the quality of play at least stayed close to where it was. So that's a testament to their mindset.
We were talking about that with players, but how about you guys as coaches? I mean, me and you were just talking before we jumped on this interview. Last time we spoke was 6 years ago. You've been here 6 years. That's almost like 30 years in any other profession, right?
Yeah, Georgia's a destination stop, and I'm very appreciative to Kirby for, you know, bringing me in, because, you know, it's awesome when you can get somewhere and create, you know, over time a culture of play, and we've had that. You know, very seldomly do coaches stay in places for longer than 2 years, let alone six seasons. So it's great wrapping up my 6 year this year, because I guess, yeah, that was my first season at Georgia. Yeah, that Rose Bowl we spoke.
I got a buddy of mine who's in coaching, and he says we don't use moving boxes. We've got containers.
Yeah, so yeah, you gotta have those, the shipping, the hard plastic ones, no doubt.
But you're not naive to what this profession is. I mean, when you have success, people, they want to chip away at that. And they want to bring you over, Glenn, or anybody else. I mean, how do you guys handle that as well?
Well, we choose jobs by the opportunity. So for me, money is not that big of an issue. You know, you want to be able to take care of your family. But when you look at a situation like what Georgia provides for you, having the ability to go recruit at a high level and then be able to win because of your leadership, you're not in a rush to leave that no matter what's going on. So it makes it easy for us. And then, you know, you mentioned Glenn. This is my sixth season with Coach Smart. This is Glenn's 14th or 15th consecutive year with Coach Smart. So, you know, over time, I mean, it's, you know, when it comes down to it, we try to be on the other side of it. We're both young coaches. You know, we're still trying to go earn our keep in this profession as well, you know.
How great is that, though? I mean, you talked about that of having that continuity.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist. No, like, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, it doesn't.
So, I mean, how much of a testament is that to the head man, the Kirby?
We love working for Kirby, you know, and it's a huge testament. He lets us do what we need to do to be successful. He's really organized and detail-oriented, so it's fun for us to work for him. And we're learning something every day from him because of the people that he's been around. And he doesn't hesitate to share it at all, you know. So he kind of spoils us in that way because he gets us ready for it, you know.
A couple more. Just when you took over the group, there weren't a ton of defensive linemen going to the next level out of this group. What did you do to kind of help turn it, or what did you guys do? I know it's a team effort.
It's a team.
What did y'all do to try to turn that around and have the success you guys have had?
You know, in college football, it's all about talent acquisition. So we really tried to do a good job of identifying guys that fit, that were good players, you know. Every player, no matter if they're a zero-star or a five-star, need development. And so no matter what, we had to put a plan together for that. But I think we just started getting the right kids that had the right mindset towards work, and it started working out, you know. I mean, some of those guys were no names, and they began to develop into household names by what they did on the field. But it was a testament to their hard work and practice, you know.
Final one from me. Everybody I've talked with said what was said about Jalen, not true. Not at all. As a guy that's so close with them, how did you handle that?
What I wanted to do, because I know that affected him a little bit, I just let him know and reminded him as his coach, hey, bro, people are entitled to their own opinion. And you can't control what other men say. What you can control is your actions and how you go about doing things. And it doesn't matter that people know that Jalen's one of our, like, easiest going guys on the whole team. Everybody loves him. So, you know, maybe someone felt a certain way in his past. I said, hey, look, every day you have an opportunity to change how people view you, and don't really sweat the small stuff, because opinions are just that. They're opinions. It doesn't define you, you know. And he's done a good job on just handling that and staying focused. But, you know, that affects any of these young guys. When someone says something like that, you think immediately it's going to have a bad rap on you, but you can't control it, so don't stress over it.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right, you can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly, because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.